Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Our next guest is a former NFL offensive lineman. Also, of course, you hear him here on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. One of my favorite, most fun people at the network, Fox Sports Radio, Ephraim Salaam. What up, brother?
What's happening, man?
It's good to have you on, man. How you been?
I've been great. It's good to be on, man. I thought y'all didn't like me no more, man.
Nah, man. Yo, I got love for my man Ephraim Salaam, and that's the truth. So I'm glad to have you on. But let's talk about this, man. You know what the NFL did today. You saw the memo, yep. The reports about the memo they sent out. How do you feel about it? I mean, as a former player, how would you have felt in this situation?
Well, I would have been vaccinated, so I would have been like, cool.
right, I'm with you on that.
Well, people have to understand that when you have a company, a business, any business, let alone one of the, you know, the largest American sports franchise on the planet. You know, we all know in this country, NFL is king. The ratings yep. speak for themselves. Advertising dollars speak for themselves. So they're going to do everything they can to protect the shield, the brand. That's been their course of action since the dawn of the NFL. And when, like, last year taught us a lot of things, right? When teams had to postpone games, guys had to sit out, all of those things during the middle of a pandemic, the NFL navigated it and they played a full season when yep. many thought they wouldn't. So they are putting things in place to protect themselves, but not only them as a brand, but the players and the people who work there as well, right? So the NFL obviously is behind getting vaccinated. The large portion of the country is, some are not. But as a business owner, you get the right to decide that, and that's the fact of the matter. No matter how you feel politically about it or, you know, whatever conspiracy theory you have about vaccines or any of that, the NFL doesn't care. They don't care.
Right?
And so for them, it's like, look, if you want to be a part of this, then these are the rules. Just like no PEDs, just like, you know, domestic violence. Just
right.
Like all
of these things. Because I could go take PEDs. Right?
Right.
I'm not playing in the NFL. I could go take PEDs if I want to just get big or whatever, right? But you can't do that and play in the NFL. Right.
Can't do it in the NFL. And every job, every company has guidelines and rules that you have to abide by. And you don't have to agree with all of them.
Now, what do you think the dynamic will be, or even what would it be if you were in that locker room and you had a teammate or teammates who weren't vaccinated? Whether, you know, even let's say nothing even happened just tomorrow that guys that aren't vaccinated, how do you think guys are feeling about them? And God forbid you lose a week or two of games. Mm-hmm. How do you think guys are going to feel about that?
They would feel exactly how I feel now when I talk to my friends and they're like, yeah, I didn't get vaccinated yet. And I'm like, okay, well, we can't kick it. Like, this is a problem, right? Number one, I got kids. Right at home, who can't get vaccinated, so I can't have you bringing something to my house or like that's how it goes. So those guys in the locker room are looking at those guys like, okay, we're supposed to be in this together. We're supposed to be fighting for a singular goal, and that is to make it to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. And you're not wanting to hold up your end of the bargain. Now, like I said. The NFL is not forcing anyone to get vaccinated, right? That's how some people are looking at these.
Right.
Like, you're forcing me to do something I don't want to do. That's not what they're doing. They said, but if you want to be a part of this, you have to abide by these guidelines.
And like you said, you can even still do it, but you might cost your team.
Yeah, and like they were balking. Some of the guys were balking early about if you're unvaccinated, you got to wear a mask around and all. Yeah, that's exactly right. How is that not fair? That's the thing. I don't. How is that not fair? I think this virus and vaccinations have been so politicized that that's carried over into common sense. So we all know elections and politics are not based in common sense. Okay, we know that. Right. They've lumped this virus, this pandemic that affected the whole world, into the same category as they do when they talk about politics, and it doesn't belong there.
Nah, that's a great point. That's a great point. We're joined by Ephraim Salaam, former offensive lineman in the NFL. There's so much I want to address with you, Ephraim. Let's go to college football, and not football, but college sports. And even down in the high schools, because I don't know if you saw, but Mikey Williams, who you're probably aware of, is one of the top young high school players in basketball in the country. He is going to get he signed a name, image, and likeness deal that could generate millions of dollars. Nick Saban said the other day that his quarterback already has a deal that could pay him close to seven figures. So I don't know, was it $800,000, $900,000? I think this, look, it's capitalism. If that's what you're worth and people are willing to give it to you, you should have a right to it. But do you see negatives to this, or you just totally like, yo, it's all good, let the good times roll?
No, it's always a positive and negative to every situation, no matter how good it seems. My point is it would be better if they had some type of cap on it, right? Like, you can't just because you're really going to do more damage than good. Like, this kid in Alabama, the quarterback, he may not even be the starter, right? Like, he hasn't even got the starting position yet, right?
So you now you sign that contract quick, then, right?
Right, sign it right now. Sign it today. Right. I'm all for capitalism, and I'm all for if you have a talent and if you are, you know, one of the most talented people in this country. Very few people can make it to the next level and succeed in professional sports. I'm okay with that. The thing that I don't want kids to get caught up in just that, right? Because that's not the goal. The goal is not right. to get, you know, 60 grand from the chewing gum company, right? That's not the goal. And sometimes when you're dealing with money and young adults, that becomes the focus, opposed to going to school, getting your education, and making it to the league, right? You get so how many guys have been high-round draft picks in the NBA and the NFL and just fizzled out because they got a bunch of money?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. I don't want to see that start to happen in college. But I do agree with the fact that, you know, to be honest, 90% of all college athletes won't make it to the pros. Even more than that, probably 94%.
Oh, yeah, more than that, right.
You know, across all sports. So for them to be able to monetize their likeness while they're in college, I'm okay with that, because that'll give them a head start when they get out into the real world.
How do you think, and again, my take is, look, there, like you said, there could be and probably will be some negatives to this, but it is what it is. The people still, if they're worth, the athletes, if they're worth that much money, they should be able to get it. But do you, could there be negative ramifications in the locker room too? Like, if a guy's making $2 million off the field, could that affect, you know, the situation in the locker room or even his work ethic or whatever?
Well, I don't think it would affect the situation in the locker room because, like, get your bread, young man. Like, that's the sentiment. That's it, like, in the NFL locker room. You don't count somebody else's money.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's just something you don't do. They got an opportunity. They're cashing in on it. Where's your opportunity? Make your opportunity, right? Because when you're in that situation, you have the ability to excel or not excel. Right, like I said, everybody doesn't make it to the pros. And guess right. what? Some of these guys with these big endorsements, like coming out of high school and in college, they're not going to make it to the next level.
Right,
so right. It's going to happen like that, right? So,
and you know what? They could go if they want. If they don't make it to the NBA, but they get this money now, they could still go to college.
They'd have the money
to do it. Right.
Yeah, they'll still be able to be taken care of, and I think that's. I think that's the benefit of it. So many times our athletes in college get the short end of the stick because they should have just started with lifting the fact that you can't work if you're on scholarship, right? Start small. They didn't start it all the way to the million-dollar contract. Like, start small. Allow a kid, if he's on full-ride scholarship, to be able to work during the off-season of his sport. We couldn't do that, right? All we could get is summer jobs, and that, you know, that caused a little situation with having cash flow and being able to just take care of yourself on the basic needs level for some of these scholarship athletes.
All right, quickly, and I know you're a basketball guy too. For those that don't know, I've heard that Ephraim was a great high school basketball player. And did you play it? You played in college.
I played in college.
Right. So I heard he was great from him, but I still heard it.
Wow, that's what we're going to do?
You know,
I sent you some footage. Didn't I send you some footage?
You did send me some footage. You look nice.
Okay.
You look nice.
So you make your own. You make your own summation. Okay, don't take my word for it, player.
But is it fair to call Giannis Antetokounmpo the best player in the world?
Yeah, why not? He just dropped a 50 ball in the biggest game of his career and of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
Like, show and prove, brother. I'm in the age, first of all, number one, he plays both ends of the court. Period. You already got my vote there. But then how you play both ends of the court and elevates you on that level. He just dropped 50. He went, 17 from 19 from the free throw line?
And five blocks.
14 rebounds? Bruh, you can't play any better. Matter of fact, no one has played better than that in a finals game in the history of the league. So you tell me.
Now, and I've said this. If he's going to, like, the way he played in the finals, I thought he played to his strengths, right? Ooh. He didn't go. He wasn't out there shooting threes and mid-range and settling and playing point forward. He was basically doing it in the interior. And he's so athletic, and he goes, you know, he doesn't just post up, right? He'll get in the interior in various ways. And that's when I think he can be the best player in the world. You know, if he's going to be out there shooting J's, then I get the criticism. But if he's going to dominate inside like that, I don't care that he can't hit a three-point shot.
Well, lean on your strength. Shaquille O'Neal never shot a three-point.
Yep.
But he was the most dominant player in the league for a long time because he knew exactly what he did well, and he made you try to stop him.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob G, not Rob P, our man Rob Guerra, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob G, tell them where you're at, because I don't follow you. I don't know your handle.
Wow. That is messed up, man. I am at the producer RG on Twitter. Same thing on Instagram, but if you request me, I'm going to block you. So just
Look at you. You know, Rob G is one of my favorite follows. I always catch your little Instagram stories and all that with pretty little Aria.
Thank you. You also see my
after her mom. Thank you.
Right. You also see all my Las Vegas shameless promotion.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, I mean, look, I get it. You like the movie.
I love the movie.
I didn't see it, but I guess, okay, it was fine. I'm sure. Best movie ever made. Slow down, my man.
Chris,
that's embarrassing.
There's more star power in that movie with De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, and Michael Douglas
than any movie in history. Every single one of them is washed up.
Wow!
That's like grabbing the Odd Couple, but I'm trying to stop that. That's like if you had a basketball team of Magic, Kareem, Shaq, Jordan, and Bird right now. Right now!
No, it's not.
Because that's what the equivalent of those dudes doing that movie was.
Chris, you say what you want about me and my takes, but you leave Las Vegas out of this, all right?
Well, speaking of takes, we got Antonio Daniels joining us at the bottom of this hour. And I know something about you, Rob G, that the listeners don't know. And I'm going to spill the beans. Because it's going to help me in this next discussion.
All right.
We all know that Rob Parker is a Tom Brady hater. But our listeners probably don't know that Rob Guerra, Rob G, is just as much of a Brady hater.
Sound the alarm.
As Rob Parker is.
Wow.
You don't do it with the music. You don't do it with the... with the long hot takes, and you know, you don't do it with all the pomp and circumstance of Rob Parker, but
I'm
you
the
do
poo-poo
it.
King.
You hate him, and they're gonna all see it. You're about to be exposed in your next take in this discussion.
Oh,
but
man.
Tom Brady was on with Jim Gray. Hey. He goes on this radio show with Jim Gray, his friend from Sirius XM, and he says this.
And there's no better place for me to go than where I actually went was the Bucks. And
but you've caused a lot of intrigue with this, and everybody's guessing. Do you care to expose who it was you were talking about?
No, because there's private things for me that are going to remain, motivational for me. So they know who they are. I mean, they know that the teams.
You think they know?
Yeah, the teams know who were probably interested, and yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just a reality. I think it'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance at Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Wow.
What's the problem?
Wow.
Is there something wrong? My man saying he's motivated.
That's what you took from that soundbite?
How is that any different from the draft pick who hadn't done a thing and then finally has a good game, or I'll give him a good season. And then he's like, yeah, I'm keeping a list. The eight teams that passed on me. How's that any different?
Look, I don't got a problem with that part of the conversation. What I got a big problem with is him saying, oh, you're gonna pass up Wayne Gretzky? You're going to pass up Michael Jordan? Look. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in NFL history. Okay?
Thank you. And what is Wayne Gretzky?
The greatest hockey player.
And what is Michael Jordan?
The greatest basketball player.
Okay. And the problem
Here's the difference, though. At that point in time in his career, coming off that 2019 season in New England, Tom Brady was more like Michael Jordan with the Wizards than Michael Jordan with the Bulls. Okay? He was coming off arguably his worst season in a decade. Completion percentage, lowest since 2013. Passer rating, lowest since 2013. Passing yards per game and touchdown passes, lowest since 2006. And then in the playoffs, against a wildly average Tennessee Titans defense, Tom Brady, 20 of 37, 54%, 209 yards, no touchdowns, and the game-sealing pick six. So, yes, Tom Brady, for the totality of his career, he is the greatest quarterback. That's fine. You can wear it as long as you like, even if he did, you know, have some assistance getting those Super Bowls. At that point in time, in 2019, he was not all that in a bag of chips.
Stop.
There was no reason why teams should be bending over backwards saying, oh, please, Tom, please come to our team. Please.
Actually, there was, and the proof is in the pudding. He led Tampa Bay to the Super Bowl. What more do you need? Those teams made mistakes, Rob G. See, here's the difference between Tampa Bay and they're not even a great organization. But Tampa Bay, Bruce Arians, they see most teams and most of the so-called experts who weren't feeling Brady anymore. Who said all the things you just mouthed. They said it in the war room. They said it on the phone in their discussions, in their Zoom meetings. when they were discussing, should we go after Brady? They said exactly what you just said. Did you see that pick six? They weren't that good with Brady. Career worst season. But the astute ones, and apparently there was only one, Bruce Arians, what he saw was Tom Brady somehow, some way, led that nondescript, slow-footed cast of Patriots players to a 12-4 record. He said, this dude had nobody to throw to. He had nobody to run the ball and keep the defense off his back. Sony Michel, he's okay. James White, he's okay. And neither one of them averaged 4 yards a rush that year. They said he's throwing to guys like Rex Burkhead and Julian Edelman. Ain't no Hall of Famer. I don't care what you say. He's throwing to Philip Dorsett, Mohamed Sanu, who fell off as soon as he got to New England. Josh Gordon left him hanging. That's what they said. See? You got to look at the whole picture,
so
Rob
do you,
G.
Chris. You're
this
over here painting the picture.
You. Don't step in the arena with
you're
me.
You're painting a picture of that Tom Brady was
how
responsible for this 12-4 record. Chris, do you not recall that through the first half of the season, the Patriots had the greatest defense in NFL history? Did you forget about that? Are you mad that I'm bringing facts to a feelings fight with you again? Come on now.
Don't
I mean,
try
look.
To use my sayings look, against me.
Even with these Tampa Bay Bucks team that he went to this past season, people.
The one that was 7-9.
Yeah, people are discounting them and the talent that they had because Jameis Winston was so bad. He was so bad that it made people forget, hey, you know what? This defense is really fast and aggressive. Hey, you know what? Mike Evans and Chris Godwin might be the best receiving tandem in football. And that was before they added Antonio Brown. Ronald Jones Jr. was a first-round running back before they got Leonard Fournette.
Why wasn't any other quarterback trying to get there? Why wasn't anybody else raving about, oh, my God, if they just get a quarterback?
Who was a free agent? How often do you see quarterbacks become free agents?
I'm just saying,
never.
Give the man his propers. He took a 7-9 team. And you want to talk about the additions. Oh, he had Gronkowski. Gronkowski was retired making TV commercials. Oh, he had Antonio Brown. Nobody in the league wanted Antonio Brown.
Not because he couldn't play.
Oh, he had.
Not because he couldn't play.
He had Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette got cut by the worst team in the league. Give the man his props, Rob G.
I did give him his props. Did I not call him the greatest quarterback in NFL history?
That you did.
I did. Did I not call Michael Jordan the greatest basketball player?
Look,
yes.
But you
can also admit that when he was in Washington, he was terrible. So you can also concede.
No, I won't admit that. I will not admit
you
that.
You should admit that.
He was not.
Just because you call
Jordan,
him every once in a while doesn't mean you can't be critical.
Time out. Michael Jordan, as a 39 and 40-year-old in Washington, was a legitimate all-star. Legit. I mean, yeah, of course he's going to make it because he's Michael Jordan.
But
look at the numbers. But look at the 20 points, 6 boards, 4 assists a game. Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Jerry Stackhouse scored more, but those are great years for them. Those are career best years for guys like that.
Are you really throwing out Allen Houston and Latrell Sprewell as guys that are going to help your case?
No, yes. My point is at 40, at 40, Rob G, I'm in the minority. Well, maybe I'm not. I get it. It would have been great to end it with the pose, right? The jumper and the pose in Utah.
That would have been the best send-off in NBA history. Maybe
but
even sports history.
When you really bring facts to the fight, Michael Jordan did nothing to diminish his legacy in Washington. Because
what
I saw was a 40-year-old who still was one of the best two guards in the league. Not the best. Couldn't lead a team to the playoffs. I give you all that. But still was balling and was a 44% shooter. Like, that's a Kobe Bryant, what he shot for his career. I mean, but anyway, we're talking about Tom Brady. Any player, Rob G, there is not an athlete on earth that Tom Brady will never be able to put his name in the same sentence with. I don't care if Brady's 87 years old. He will be able to put his name in the same sentence as any athlete on earth, and you know that.
All right. Look, man, I'm not going to diminish what Tom Brady has done in his career. I don't mean to, even if I don't like him. As a Raiders fan, I'm not allowed to like Tom Brady. But you have to acknowledge that these teams had good reason to not want him after that.
I can't say that. What did Bruce Arians see that nobody else saw?
That he was better than Jameis Winston.
So you say
then that's a very low bar.
Any quarterback that was better than Jameis Winston could have led them to the Super Bowl last year?
Any team? Or, I don't know about Super Bowl, but
he beat Aaron freaking Rodgers.
He also threw three interceptions in the second half.
Yeah, but he also, Chris, you got to admit, he had a good game.
He had a good half. Tom Brady has.
Yeah, it was enough of a half to lead them to the victory.
Tom Brady has enough accolades and great moments and signature moments in his career that we don't need to go out of our way to pump up the things he does not do well and the times where, you know what, the defense carried him. You know what? If Aaron Rodgers,
it's a team game.
Aaron Rodgers lost that NFC championship more than Tom Brady won it.
Really?
Yes.
How?
Because he had every opportunity in the second half to retake the lead after those Tom Brady pick. Tom Brady pick.
Was it the defense or was it Aaron Rodgers? Was it the Bucs defense making him struggle, or was it Aaron Rodgers?
It was the Bucs defense. But if we're going to compare quarterback to quarterback, if I'm going to say, did Tom Brady win or Aaron Rodgers lose, Aaron Rodgers lost it.
Tom Brady was spectacular in the first half. I get it. He struggled in the second half. But in the first half, that was enough. That was enough. See what I mean, America? Another hate. I just, y'all keep coming out here trying to battle me about Tom Brady, and y'all keep getting your feelings hurt. It's all right. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, Rob G, and the fun has just begun. Mikey Williams, high school phenom, is about to be a wealthy man. Good or bad? That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, flanked by Rob G, not Rob P, Rob G. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a TV theme song Thursday. And Rob G, NFL training camp is right around the corner, and we are all hyped up and excited. And nobody is more excited than Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He thinks he's done everything. He thinks he's pushed all the right buttons to get his team back to the Super Bowl. He'll be 79 in October, and one of his last wishes is to win another Super Bowl. Here's what he said at training camp. I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact. There's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that. Rob G, you buying it?
No, he's lying. Wow. He's lying right to your face, Chris. if he was telling the truth, you know what he would do? If he's really willing to do anything, he'd relinquish that general manager role he's held for the past 25 years.
Ooh.
Because obviously it's not working. Okay? Now,
you think you got enough evidence?
Yes. And if you don't believe me, if you don't trust my opinion, here's some facts, okay? Of all the general managers in NFL history who have been with a single team for at least 10 years, which means if you're there for 10 years as GM, you had better be winning Super Bowls or you're a perennial contender or something like that, right? Because you know the NFL, it stands for not for long. Of all the general managers with 10 or more years experience, Jerry Jones has the second worst record all time. Behind only, or ahead of only, Bengals Mike Brown.
Another guy related to ownership.
Exactly.
Wow. Look, you know what, man? I gotta give you props.
Yeah.
Because I've heard this. You've been on, this is now your third show hosting, co-hosting with me. And finally, you had a good take.
What?
Finally, you had a good take. I mean, you started off with the madness about Kawhi is
I'm glad you brought that up, Chris.
Nobody needs Kawhi.
I'm glad.
And then you went to the Tom Brady madness tonight. This is a good take. And I've heard a lot of pundits on all the networks, on all the radio shows, and I haven't heard one. Now, there are ones that talked about Jerry's bad record and he's not a good GM and all that. But you're the only one I've heard, maybe there were others, but the only one I've heard say, well, Jerry, if you really are willing to do anything, I'd love for a reporter to ask him that question. Jerry, you said you're willing to do anything to win a Super Bowl, even step down as GM? Because before you were GM, y'all won 3 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Once you took over, you're 0-25, 0 for 25 years. You right, Rob G.
You know what's funny is that this has come up more than once. Like, this is not a novel concept that, hey, maybe he should relinquish GM duties.
Oh, yeah, no.
But
it's just playing off what he just said.
Exactly. But you know what's funny is you can even take that part off the table because we all agree that he wants to win. I'm not going to say he doesn't want to win. He's definitely investing into his team. He just wants to win on his terms. But to illustrate even further how much Jerry Jones is lying to us and lying to the Cowboys faithful, about a year and a half ago, a reporter asked him, hey, Jerry, would you be willing to give up that Hall of Fame jacket you have for another Super Bowl? Nah, I ain't doing that. So it's
And I will say this. I don't blame him.
I don't either, but then don't say that you would do anything.
Don't make these statements.
Exactly.
Absolutely. 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 Now, let's get to it quick. What do you think? Look, the Cowboys, they're not winning this. They're not getting to the Super Bowl. I got Tampa Bay in the NFC.
Of course you do.
But I'm usually good at my picks. You know that in the NFL.
Right.
But they got to look, the NFC East is horrible again.
Yes.
Now, I know Washington's okay, but you really counting on Ryan Fitzpatrick and Taylor Heineke? Okay. Good luck with that. So the Cowboys should win the NFC East. And Rob G, they only play 5 of their 17 games against teams that had winning records last year. And you know, look, I like Dak, but he struggles against good teams. But they ain't playing many good teams. They got Tampa, they got Kansas City, and they got 3 other good teams. So they should have a good record. They get into the playoffs. And once you're in the tournament, you take your chances. So it should be a better year, but no Super Bowl.